in the Bahamas, you could say one current nightmare is what might happen if you're a black Bahamian and traveling in the U.S. and get pulled over by American police. That hypothetical prompted the Bahamas to issue a rare travel advisory to its citizens visiting the U.S. Jerome Sawyer is a journalist in Nassau.
It just advises Bahamians traveling to the United States, particularly to the cities that have been affected by the recent protests and the shootings, to be very aware of their surroundings, aware of the protests that are happening, and to comply should they come in contact with police or find themselves in a precarious position. And I think that's the most important thing, just to comply with the police request. And if you find yourself in the middle of something that's happening, do what you're instructed to do, and more importantly, just to avoid any violence that you may encounter.
And is the advisory, at least in terms of being cooperative with police, is that directed at all Bahamians or men mostly?
I think it is directed to all Bahamians, but it does make reference to African-American men and the African-American male experience, and I think that is most important. You got to understand that Bahamians really travel a lot. We move around the world a lot, and of course we're a predominantly black country. And so it's very easy for a Bahamian man to be mistaken for an African-American or a black man in America. And so there's very little difference sometimes until someone speaks and you recognize an accent. So I think it's something that, you know, they wanted all men, particularly Bahamian men, to be aware of.
What's your own experience traveling to the U.S.? And do you agree with the premise that if you're black in the United States, the police might find you suspicious, more suspicious?
I went to school in North Carolina in the 90s. And so I can very much relate to the experience of an African-American man and an experience with the police, who are sometimes profiling or may come from a particularly racist position. And so I understand that experience. I know what it is. I know what it is to be told a bathroom isn't working or to be looked at suspiciously or to be pulled over for no apparent reason. But coming from a particularly different cultural background, I think my experience as a Bahamian may have caused me to act a little differently because I don't sort of share that same cultural background as an African-American. But I can relate. I would have been in that position before. Even now, as a journalist, sometimes when I travel places, I'm treated differently. And so I understand, I can relate, and I know what millions of black Americans face every day. I would have lived it myself and sometimes continue to live that experience.
Is the travel advisory being taken seriously? I mean, have you spoken with people who are contemplating trips to the U.S. and are thinking about these things?
I don't think anyone would have canceled travel plans, but I think it does raise an awareness. And I think, more importantly, it brings home the seriousness of the situation. Whenever there is an event around the world where Bahamians may be going, whether it's into the UK or it's into the Middle East or in the United States, it is the duty of the government to inform its citizens to be aware and to be conscious. So I think what it did was it raised a consciousness. For us, we get travel advisories and coming to the Bahamas all the time. It's no secret that we are a small country, but we do have a crime problem. And a lot of times Americans are advised about coming here. And so we are many times a recipient of those U.S. travel advisories. And so when this was issued, a lot of Bahamians, you know, saw it for what it was. You know, we are now taking proactive steps to protect our citizens, just as America does all the time.
Mm. Journalist Jerome Sawyer in Nassau, Bahamas, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.